Representative Dan Goldman, would be rude for Joe Biden not to speak with Hunter Biden's business partners. By Wendell Hasebo on July 31, 2023. Democrat Representative Dan Goldman, DNY, who worked with Democrats as a House staffer to impeach former President Donald Trump, claimed it would have been rude for President Joe Biden not to speak with family business associates. According to Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's business partner, and whistleblower Tony Bobulinski, Joe Biden met with Hunter Biden and associates and regularly phoned in when absent from foreign business conversations. Goldman claimed it would be rude for Joe Biden to ignore those meetings and conversations. If he, Joe Biden, says hello to someone that he sees his son with, is he supposed to say, "Hi, son"? No, I'm not gonna say hello to the other people at the table or the other people on the phone? Goldman questioned. It's kind of a preposterous premise to think that a father should not say hello to people that the son is at dinner with, he said. Former Biden business associate Tony Bobulinski contradicted Goldman's claims. Bobulinski, who confirmed the big guy is Joe Biden, said the conversations he conducted with the now president were more involved than just hello. Related, Joe Biden snaps at reporter over big guy question, "Why do you ask such a dumb question?" Bobulinski said he first met Joe Biden in the lobby of the Beverly Hilton Hotel in May 2017. "Hunter and Jim and I are there, and Hunter gets up and talks to his father when he comes in," Bobulinski told the New York Post. "He then brings Joe over and introduces me, saying he's the one who's helping us with the business we're doing with the Chinese. I've heard Joe Biden say that he has never discussed business with Hunter," Bobulinski added. "That is false. I have first-hand knowledge about this because I directly dealt with the Biden family, including Joe Biden." In addition to Bobulinski, Devin Archer, Hunter Biden's former business partner who testified before the House Oversight Committee on Monday, reportedly planned to tell the committee that he witnessed Hunter Biden using the influence of his father during business meetings by calling the former vice president dozens of times. Reporters confirmed the report Monday during Archer's testimony. Hunter Biden apparently put Joe Biden on the phone more than 20 times to sell the brand in business discussions. Follow Wendell Hasebo on Twitter at Wendell Hasebo. He is the author of Politics of Slave Morality.